In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks for coming on this beautiful snowy morning. I am well aware that the last two sermons I've given to you have been hard messages, hard for me to give, perhaps hard for you to hear. I'd like to change that up this morning, partly because I feel more comfortable, but also because the texts that we have are a whole lot more comforting. Comfort ye, Isaiah says. Our gospel reading begins with the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ and ends with the phrase that I want to focus on. John says, I've come baptizing you with water. The one who comes after me will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Not for the first time, and probably not for the last time, I'm going to ask you to indulge me with a little foolishness this morning. Who is the Holy Spirit? That is a question that has been intriguing me and pulling me for years, and I'm utterly frustrated at finding an answer. And this had nothing to do with the sermon, but I was once again in my devotion time wrestling with this question, and out of desperation, I started to write in this book that I write stuff in. This is what the sermon's going to be. I'm going to read it, my journal entries, and there will be a lot of flipping back and forth because that's the way I write. And half the time I can't read my writing, so bear with me. This is from 2 weeks ago. Dear Spirit of God, I'm writing to ask you for help. I want you to answer this letter. I've been trying to figure you out for a long time now. I want to write about you, but you're not answering me. You're not cooperating. You speak behind a veil, through others, in silence. You stay hidden. I need more than that. I want to explain you, bring you into the light, make you known. I want to understand you. Yes, this is ambitious and presumptuous, and I am not at all qualified. I know this, but I also know that I cannot shake this desire or deny it any longer. And God knows, I mean, you know, the world needs you. It's time. I can't really rest until I get something into words, words that tell a little bit more about you, who you are, where you are, what you're like, and what you're doing. How can we find you, experience you, be filled with you, please you? Answer me, please. I'm getting old, and I need to get started. Sincerely, William Harrison Higgins IV. Dear Higgins, I've been speaking to you all along answering these questions and making myself known, and you're not getting the answer. You are who I am, and so is your neighbor. My voice is your voice. That is when it is really you speaking, which is not as much of the time as I would like, but hey, I'll take what I can get. You want to get to know me? Then get in touch with yourself. That is where I live and what I am like. Then get to know your neighbor. I am there too, in every single one of them. Some of them are going to be tough nuts to crack, I admit, and some of them you will never crack. But I can't tell you which ones they are because I don't know myself. If you want my advice, poor people and hurting people are usually a little bit more clued into me than others, but of course there are plenty of exceptions. Keep at it, Higgins. You are a slow learner, but you're getting warm. And just a piece of advice, writing a book is not all it's cracked up to be. And it is not the best way to make me known. Take care, Holy Spirit. P.S. Get Susan some flowers. Do it now. I'm tired of telling you this and you not listening. Dear Holy Spirit, what? Wow, you actually wrote back. That's amazing. Thank you. I got Susan some flowers. Actually, I didn't because it snowed, but I was going to. So maybe the thought counts. And I will keep doing that. But I really don't understand the other stuff. You are me? How is that possible? I am a mess. I am just not right inside a whole lot of the time. You see that. You know that. How can this be? Sincerely, Higgins. Dear Higgins, okay, that's a good question. Sorry. Okay, that's a good question. The question being, how can you be me? The only thing is, we have been answering this for you people for about 2,000 years. We answer it for you every time you come to church and have communion. You should try paying attention in church more. But here it is again, from the beginning. We made you and everything else out of nothing. How we did this would take too long to explain, and you're not smart enough to understand anyway. But this you might get. My name is I Am. Jesus added the end to this sentence. I am love, I am life, light, truth, and so on. The I is the Father. The love, life, light, truth is Christ. The Am is me, the Holy Spirit. I am being. I am your being. Your being comes from me, and I am in you as you. Not the you that you think you are, but the you that you truly are. So if you want to get to know me, start with getting to know you. One way to do that is to get to know Jesus. You will find your true self in him. He will lead you to you. Then get to know your neighbor. You will find more of me in them. Here's a hint. You can't really know someone without love. You can know about them, but you can't really know them without loving them. You grow and become more through others. That is why church is so important. That's enough for now. Later. Holy Spirit. P.S. Watch the alcohol this holiday season. It kills brain cells, and you're running low on those. Sorry, I thought I had this a little better organized. Dear Holy Spirit, okay, that is a lot to think about, and I like the sound of it, but what about sin? I do that from time to time, like maybe all the time, and I get a feeling that that's not where you are or who you are. I'm not trying to argue. Don't get me wrong. You are God after all, but I'm just saying something doesn't add up here. Yours, Higgins. Dear Higgins, so here is what I have to say about sin. Don't do it. It's stupid. Sin is non-being. It's you undoing you. It's like a living, healthy person choosing to be a zombie. Sin is a non-thing. Like darkness is not light, cold is not heat, sin is not being. No zombie likes being as, it's why sin leaves you empty and you always want more. It's nothing, or it's a non-thing. No zombie likes being a zombie. Trust me in this, it's hell being a zombie. You are not a zombie, so stop acting like one. It's pretty simple, really. What you do is fall deeply and totally in love with God, and then do whatever you want. Yours, Holy Spirit. P.S. Get a haircut. The Holy Spirit apparently has a sense of humor, which I find very comforting. Dear Holy Spirit, but it's not happening. I'm still a zombie no matter how hard I try. What's wrong with me? Why can't I change? Please help. Higgins. Dear Higgins, you are changing more than you realize. Yes, you have a ways to go, but you are going to get there. Guess what? You're going to be perfect one day when we get through with you. We're not going away. You know what makes this process a lot easier? If you trust us a little bit more. Let me tell you where we're coming from. You remember the time you first held your daughter, your firstborn, trying to rock her to get her to go to sleep? Do you remember the love that you felt, how it scared you because it was so strong, so enormous, so much bigger than you were, that it had the power, a power that you had never experienced before in your life, and how much bigger it was than you? What you felt then is what we feel for you all the time, each one of you, whether you get it or not, whether you're listening or not, it's there all the time. We can't help it either. It's who we are. It's who I am. You can trust that. It's forever, and it is stronger than you are, stronger than sin, stronger than death. Look at Jesus. Really look at him. That is what you will see. And here's something else. When we look at you, Jesus is what we see. Peace, the Holy Spirit. Dear Holy Spirit, I'm stunned. I don't really know what to say. Me. Dear Harrison, and dear all of you, finally, stay there. Be still, and you will find us right there, over you, with you, inside of you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, love God. P.S. Shorten your sermons a little bit. Amen.